Well, the Aces return home this evening after a four-week stay on a ranch out west. Mr. Ace has a surprise for Jane. All the money he lost has been recovered by their friend Neil Williams. Jane doesn't know this yet. And as a further surprise, Mr. Ace had Marge and Neil buy back the Aces bungalow and fix it up just as it was before. This episode is in two scenes, Union Station and then the Aces bungalow. But first to the station. The train's just pulling in. Neil is waiting to meet them. Listen.
Now, take it easy, Jane. Wait a minute.
Well, can you see Neil? Where is he? Oh, I'm so excited. Do you see him, dear?
Well, wait till the train stops. Don't push me.
Well, stop. Hurry, get off. How do I look? Oh, won't he be surprised when he sees how tan I am? Where is he?
Oh, there he is, over there.
Where?
Neil.
Oh, yeah, Neil, yoo-hoo.
Jane, not so loud.
I mean, yippee.
Oh, Jane, please.
Oh, he doesn't see us. Neil, yippee.
Will you please cut out that ranch talk? People are looking at you.
Oh, now he sees us.
Hello, Neil.
Ace, you old son of a gun, how are you?
Yippee.
How are you, Neil?
Hey, it's great to see Ace.
You're looking well yourself.
That trip certainly did you a really good, Ace McGuire.
Oh, you said it in more ways than one. I get it?
Yippee.
Ace, it sure does me good to see
you. It doesn't seem like we've been away at all, does it, Neil?
Yippee.
Oh, where's Jane?
Jane? Why, here she is.
Where?
Here, right here.
What? Jane.
Oh, yippee.
Jane, I didn't know you. Is this really... Are you kidding?
No, that's Jane in person.
In the flesh, you mean? Jane, why, I never would have known you. You look like a million.
That old?
Old? Well, I'm like, can't get over it.
You mean you didn't know me?
Never in a million years.
Good or bad?
Great. Well, I don't have to ask you if you enjoyed yourself.
Well, I
have. I can see it written all over your face in the glorious rays of the Arizona sun.
Well, Neil, we had the most marvelous time.
Well, just wait till Marge gets a load of you.
Didn't he really know me, dear, or is he kidding?
Oh, I think he's kidding. Now, let's get our baggage together.
Is it here?
Yeah, now, I'll attend to the trunks later.
Didn't you really know me, Neil, or are you just kidding?
No, Jane.
Neil, I want to ask you a favor.
What is it, Ace?
I wonder if you take Jane in your car with you. I'll grab a cab and take the luggage, because I want you to drive her out by that house that we used to live in.
Sure, what for?
Oh, well, Jane knows what it is. I told her I wanted her to stop by and ask the woman who lives there for some keys I left there when we moved out.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Sure, I'll be glad to.
Okay. Come on, Jane.
Did you mean that you didn't know me, or are you just kidding?
Well, Jane, I wouldn't kid you. You know that.
Well, cross your fingers and hope to die.
Cross my fingers, absolutely.
Well, if that is, I knew that I got tanned, but I didn't know that.
I'm going to take these bags and grab a cab. Neil, you get into your car with Jane.
Okay.
Oh, you know the address, 5423 North Avenue.
Yes, I know where it is.
Oh, Neil, is everything okay?
Oh, yes, fine.
Oh, I mean Marge, of course.
Of course, I know you mean Marge.
And Betty and Coco.
Oh, they're all fine, Jane. I'll tell you all about it while we drive up.
Well, so long. I'll see you back at the apartment, huh?
All right, dear. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'll get a cab right here.
I'll see you later, eh?
Okay.
I can't get over that you really didn't know me, Neil.
Taxi. Drive to 5423 North Avenue. Step on it, will you? I want to get there as quick as I can. Make it snappy, driver.
Coming right up. Take it easy. I don't need two guesses to know who this is. Oh, Betty, I thought it was Ace.
Aren't they home yet?
No, but you're just in time.
In time for what?
Well, I don't know. He sent a wire to Neil today for Neil to meet him at the station, and Neil's driving Jane out on some pretext, I think, and we're to be on hand to surprise her.
Oh, I see.
I thought you were Ace. You ought to be here by now.
Why? What time does their train get in?
Oh, there he is. No, Betty, I'll go.
Are you sure it's Uncle Ace? Oh, wouldn't it be terrible if Aunt Jane got here first and spoiled the surprise?
Oh, you optimist. Well, Mr. A.
Hello, Marge.
Just fancy meeting you here.
Well, I'm lucky to be here. I told that guy to drive fast, but I didn't mean a nonstop flight. Wait till I get this bag in here, will you?
Uncle Ace.
Well, Betty, how's the girl?
Fine, and you look marvelous.
Well, wait till you get a load of your aunt. They came here making her a member of the Navajo.
Oh, I can't wait to see her. Where is she?
Neil's bringing her. Didn't he show you my wire?
Well, we're ready with a surprise.
Are you sure you kept it from her? How'd you do it?
Well, it was pretty hard, but I did. What a kick she's going to get out of this. Oh, wait till I unpack this bag. I want to get out my lounging robe.
Lounging robe? What's that for?
Well, just as if I've been waiting here for it. Don't you see what I want to do?
I don't.
Now, look, I just want everybody here to act as if nothing has happened, just as if we've been here waiting for Jane to get home for dinner.
What? No homecoming? No welcome?
Nothing.
Oh, I can't do that.
Oh, please, Marge, don't spoil this. When she comes in, just act as if we've been waiting for her to get home from shopping or someplace.
But I don't see what the plan is.
Will you leave it to me, Betty? Just do as I ask you, will you? Oh, here's what I want. Now, I'm going to slip into this as if I just got home from the office or something.
Looks like old times.
This robe, you mean.
Yes, that robe, too. Yeah.
Well, how does the house look, Uncle Ace? You haven't seen
it. Oh, it's perfect. Is the rest of it just like this?
Everything's just as it was, isn't it, Marge?
Everything. Well, what kind of a time did you have? Can't you tell us something?
Well, later. All I can say is that after Neil wrote me that he got those guys red-handed and I got my money back, I relaxed for a week. I played golf mostly at a country club a few miles away from the ranch.
Country club? Way out there in the wild?
And a swanky one, too. They charged $3 for green fees. Of course, they didn't charge me green fees. I hardly ever was on the green. But I'll tell you all about that later. I want to get these bags put away.
How about Aunt Jane? What did she do? Did she really ride horseback?
Horseback? Well, off and on. She had a big time hanging around with the hired hands, listening to their lingo. And she's picked up a lot of their talk, you know.
Oh, I can just imagine.
Now, I'm going to stick these bags away in this closet here.
Did she like the outdoor life?
Jane, you mean? Yes, after she got used to it. She spent the first day picking weeds out of what she thought was a little garden, and then when I showed her how many acres of weeds there were on the place, she gave that up.
Oh, good.
And then she worried a few days about the horses having to sleep standing up until she started riding them and had to eat standing up, and she thought that made everything easier. There, I'll just leave these here for the time being, I guess. Say, how about Laura? She's got to be in on this surprise. Does she know?
Well, I tried to explain it to her.
Well, you better let me.
I'll call her. Laura!
I want to make sure that she doesn't do anything to spoil this.
Laura, come in here a minute, will you?
Gee, it's going to be great old being together again.
Yeah, how have you been coming along, Betty? How's Cokie?
Cokie is progressing nicely, thank you. Mm. And thanks to me.
Oh, sure.
Did you call me, Miss Marge?
Yes, Laura, come here.
Well, hello, Laura.
Oh! Welcome back home, ma'am, and I hope you have a pleasant visit, ma'am.
Ma'am? What's that?
Oh, I have that speech ready for Mrs. Ace, sir. I got kind
well,
of...
Well, Laura, there'll be no welcome speech for Mrs. Ace.
No welcome?
No, don't...
Don't look so brokenhearted, Laura. It's going to be a surprise for Mrs. Ace.
Yes, she will be surprised if I don't make a welcome speech.
Well, she's going to be more surprised my way. Now, here's what I want you to do, Laura. You come in from the kitchen when she gets here and say, dinner is served, ma'am.
After I welcome her back?
No welcome back. Just act as if she hasn't been away. We want to surprise her. She doesn't know that we've even got this home back. Act as if nothing has happened and you just got dinner and that was all. Understand?
No, sir.
No? Well, I...
Laura, do as Mr. Ace tells you.
You better do it. I don't want you to spoil this. Just come in and say, dinner is served, ma'am.
Dinner is served, ma'am.
That's all. Now you do that.
Well, all I can say is...
Is what?
Dinner is served, ma'am.
Right. Now, you remember that, can you?
Oh, I can remember it. Goodness, if I remembered my welcome back speech, I certainly ought to be able to remember dinner is served,
ma'am. Well, that'll be mighty decent of you.
Only I spent almost all day remembering welcome back home, ma'am, and I hope you have a pleasant visit, ma'am. It does seem like a shame to have to forget it.
Well, you forget it, Laura.
I'll try.
Try nothing. Just remember to say dinner is served.
Ma'am, you forgot the ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Well, you remember the ma'am, will you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Only it does seem like a shame that I can't welcome her back, especially after she's been
Please,
gone.
Please, Laura, I'm a nervous man.
Don't be nervous, sir. She'll be home pretty soon.
Will you? Please. That's all, Laura.
Yes, sir. Oh, I just happened to think, how would it be if I were to say dinner is served, ma'am, and then said welcome back home, ma'am?
No. Dinner is served, ma'am, that's all.
Well, could I say, dinner is served, ma'am? Well, come back and eat
I said no welcome.
I didn't say welcome, sir. I said, well, come back and eat
if
it.
If this keeps up, you better be memorizing a farewell speech, Laura.
Oh, now, Laura. You go into the kitchen and wait till you hear Mrs. Ace come in. Now, go on.
Yes, ma'am. Dinner is served, ma'am. Dinner.
Isn't she a mess?
Oh, she's all right. Don't worry about Laura. But how'd you get Neil to bring Jane out here? She surely must suspect something.
Not a suspect. She thinks she's coming out here to pick up some keys that I left here. I told her that some woman was living here now, and for her to ask the woman to give her the keys...
Oh, there she
now,
is!
Now, wait a minute, Betty. Take it easy. Sit down there, Betty. Read something.
All right.
You too, Marge. Take that paper.
I got it.
Now, here we go. Now, don't do anything to make it seem as if anything at all has happened.
I came here to ask about some keys that my... Oh, I must have the wrong house. dear.
Well, it's about time you got home, Jane. Dinner has been ready for an hour.
Why, dear.
Where have you been so long? Don't tell me you had that much shopping to do.
Well, at last. We're starved, Jane.
Marge, well, what's going on here?
And I'm starved, Aunt Jane. Betty, what?
Well, come on, make it snappy, will you, Jane? How long do you want us to wait around here?
Well, this isn't that awful.
First she comes in at this late hour, and now...
Yes, Ace is right, Jane. If you're going to be late, you should phone or something.
Late?
Dinner is served, ma'am.
Laura!
Well, she said dinner is ready. Well, come on, let's eat. Well, don't sit down there like that, Jane. What's the matter? Jane!
Dear, I've had the most terrible dream.
Dream?
Yes, I dreamed we lost all our money and went away to a ranch.
Oh, Jane thinks it was all a terrible dream. Well, she couldn't have had a happier awakening. And now that the Aces are once more established in their bungalow, things begin to happen, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.